Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Magnificent! So very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh my goodness, we had my big Christmas tree trimming party last night. It was so joyous and it was so much fun and it was such good food. This time of year and this party and my birthday lunch next Saturday, it's just my favorite times of the year. Seeing all the people that I love that love me, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Guys, I know it hasn't gone out yet, but look for Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week. It is an amazing week. Gosh, I can't remember how many healers, psychics, channelers come on to give you their predictions. And they're saying there will be some added from me, even from our predictions meeting, which was blew my mind. So look for that. It's an incredibly good deal, and you're going to get so much from it. Our office. Lauren and I are taking off, guys, from December 20th, well, 19th, really, because I leave on the 20th, through January 3rd. So don't expect returns in emails. We are taking the holidays, and poor Lauren, God love her, she needs it, and so do I. So there's a couple of things that they want to talk to you about rising during this season is love. For 2023, they would just like us to claim and direct that we are all intending love in every way in all subjects and in the creation of what we want within all subjects. They want you to know that you deserve it. Ask for it. Ask for love to continually come back to you in everything that you are creating. And love its power. Really embrace it. Invite it in. Make it your creation, buddy. It is, again, the most powerful tool we have to create with. Now, it was interesting this week because I must have gotten 5 emergency messages from close friends, old friends, people I'm working with, help, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And I want to explain to you what's going on. Old belief systems that don't serve you are coming up to the surface to be let go of. I mean, there were 3 people at the party talking about how they'd had a really rough emotional support day, I guess. and things that were happening to them. This is part of what I shared with you from the director challenge that I had. Old beliefs that are coming up that are going, okay, guys, you do not want to take these into 2023. So if you're going, gosh, the last, 2 weeks, I've really felt off balance and I've really felt challenged again, and, or whatever the thought is that goes through you, I'm losing my grip on the creation. That's what's going on. So look, remove yourself, be objective, and stand back and look at what belief systems you are inviting yourself to let go of. These three things represent pretty much everything. I have to give up me so I can take care of others. Now, that can look like everybody's coming down on me, and everybody's coming at me, and money's falling out, and gosh, I was happy, now I'm not happy, and I don't even know why. That's giving yourself up to take care of others, all of those things. So how can you come forward for yourself? The second one, I didn't know this was coming and I can't handle it. There's nothing you can't handle, guys. You're the creator of you. Okay? So whatever gets thrown at you, temptation for you to look at. And number three, when I am connected to the I am, I'm not safe. Okay, what is the I am? It's your creative power. So, my loves, if you feel like you're not safe to be connected to it, you will not be creating what it is you want to create. And that's what you want, right? So we don't want to take any of these beliefs into 23. What do we want to take into 23? I always come up forward for myself, and so does everybody else. I knew this was coming because I create my own life and can handle everything. And when I am connected to the I am, which is my creative force and the creative force, I am safe in this world to create. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. Okay, anything else? I can go on to the callers. Woo! Okay, we are going to start with Miss Erin in Colorado. You're on.
Hi, Dee. This show seems perfectly designed for my question.
Shocker.
I know. I am planning my 2023 and noticing that what I don't want to take with me from the past is this, what feels like a belief getting in my way around self-worth. And it could very well be the belief that you just, highlighted.
It lies within those three. Yeah. Belief, but they want to give it to you specifically, Sheets. But
thank you.
Give me a movie. Any movie.
Cujo.
Okay. It's the belief in struggle. I got to struggle to stay alive. I got to struggle to stay safe. Okay. If we have that belief, we are telling our brain, create more struggle. Even while you are working yourself out of that and creating a freer, happier, more free-flowing life, if you don't address that belief, then it will keep surfacing in different ways. Okay? So what's the opposite positive? So you tell me, what's the opposite positive? What do you want?
Things, abundance, opportunities come easily to me.
Yeah, you want an easy life. Everything flows. Everything flows. You know exactly what you want, and the universe responds. Let's all claim that. That's perfect for all of us. That's sure as hell what I want for 2023. Okay? And so it is, baby cakes. So it is. Okay? Great start
thank
to the
so
show,
much.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on, baby cakes.
Yeah, hi, Dee. Wow. Oh, gosh. The main thing I'm experiencing, in addition to letting go of all the past is like ancient history, like a second ago is ancient history. And I'm stepping into the now. And the key is, what do I want, quote, much more of, quote, in the future? Do I want more certainty
happiness.
Or more doubt? More doubt.
Happiness. Happiness.
No,
that's the highest word. That's the
Well, I agree.
You
happiness,
want to,
joyfulness, peace. You know, all of the quote
Nancy,
positive words. Yeah.
Nancy. And who chooses that? That's right.
I do. Not
it's
you.
A choice.
Not my mother. Not my
it's
father.
Not something that just happens, guys. It appears to just happen when you direct it. Okay? And
I
then,
am the master of my life.
Yes. You are the captain of your ship, dude.
Yes.
So
yes,
you
get off my lane.
You start directing happiness in every subject in your life, and that you are safe and secure to be happy, Nancy.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy
You're
birthday
welcome,
next
welcome.
Week.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Miss Mary in South Carolina, you're on.
Well, happy, happy birthday,
baby.
Baby.
I love it. Thank you.
I had to just tell you how much you mean to me and how grateful I am for all that you bring in all the time.
Oh,
and
thank you, Mary.
Just wanted to show that appreciation and just getting ready to start a new year, and I'm excited and looking forward to creating some really fun stuff this year and with you as well. So
thank
it'll
you.
Be great fun working
and
with you as we always do.
They're saying for all of us who are getting older like me, notice I did not say old. I said older.
That's right.
They want to submit this belief to us that the older I get, the more I create.
The better I get.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more.
Yeah.
So
the more
I can't
see.
Tell you how many people last night at the party said, my God, Dee, are you going to retire this year? And I'm, yeah, that's kind of what my response was, Mary. First
I'm
of all.
Sure.
I can't, you know, I take one day off and it's like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Why isn't there anything happening?
What do you mean take a day off?
I definitely do want to create busy year with balance.
Yes.
A busy,
with
happy,
balance.
Healthy year with balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. And I want to create some writing for myself, really some this time.
Okay,
I've been
so
working
I
on
am
writing.
I am writing. I am writing.
Yes.
Right? It's not in the future.
Yes.
It's right
no,
now
I
that
am.
You're creating. Okay, good. And yeah, I want to get started on that book idea I had, Horror Stories from the Life in Horror Films. It would be my first book not in the creation area. And I think it would be great. Yeah, I think it would be really fun for people to hear all the horror stories that we go through behind the scenes with tarantulas.
I could read that.
You know, walking all over us and waking up from a nap covered in ants. And yeah, I got a few hundred of them, so I'm gonna intend to get that done this year. Thanks, Mary.
I love you too, baby. Sweetheart. You take care, sweetie. Bye bye.
Always.
Love to Lanny and.
Oh, thank you, and to Gabrielle. I heard that, Miss Katie in New York. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, baby cakes. What are you creating, Katie?
I'm feeling good. I feel so happy. I don't know what I did yesterday, but I'm really feeling good.
Good.
But
you don't have to do, hold on. You don't have to do anything to feel happy, guys. Feeling happy is the choice you make so that you do create more. Anytime you are in the state of happy, you're going to create more. And I'm going to be real happy once we get the house cleaned up from the party. I'm going to be really happy laying in bed and watching Law and Order all freaking day long. All right, so what can I do for you?
Okay. So I want to move to North Carolina. I want to move to Charlotte. And I want to create a lump sum of money, and I also want to create a steady income. And I think I'm open to doing that. I feel I'm open to doing that. So I don't know if it's
Let's take the I think out, because you won't test correctly if you use those words. I am, in this moment right now, open to creating all of that. I get a big yes. And when I say, you know that you're the creator of it, it goes to no. So you're still, Katie, looking at it out there. You're looking at all the money out there and going, how do I get that? I want you to be in alignment. Yeah. I just looked at my phone. My daughter's calling like she doesn't know after how many years have I done. We're almost to 700 episodes that I'm doing my show right now. I got to laugh at her. I want you to go to your happy place. Everybody go to your happy place, to go to your love place, and really, really take a moment. Oh, see, I go right to freedom. I just love her so much. Everybody just kind of wallow in that. And that's what money feels like. You're creating it right now by feeling money as love. And sure, you can see it raining down on you. You can see it coming to you. But the signal that you are sending out of money is love is what magnetizes it to you. And that goes to absolutely any subject you want to create, guys. You want to shoot out the signal of love around whatever you want, the experience of love. Okay, now the second part, Katie, is there's something you're not willing to do for the money you want. Hold on, Sheets. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in. Star Wars. Okay. again, with the struggle and the fight. Who taught you to struggle and fight for money? Was that modeled?
My mother.
Yeah.
Yes,
you
my
bet.
Mother. She would give it to other people and not me.
She would what?
Give it to other people but not me.
Okay. The universe is not your mother, Katie. Unless,
right. Mm-hmm.
Unless you bring that belief in. And then the universe has to respond like your mother. That's what I mean. It starts within you. So the universe gives me, delivers to me all my abundance. And then I share it.
Okay. Okay. So just
okay.
about letting go of the struggle to receive. Or
It's knowing that it starts within you and seeing a world, a universe, a multiverse that joyously completes it with you. Okay? So
yeah.
That goes, again, for everything, guys. Whatever we were taught or modeled in our childhood, you know, usually up to 8 years old, that's how we think the universe works. And it isn't. For all the limited ways that we were taught, I just taught a great thing for the SHIFT program on how religion has held us back, limited us, made us believe we are less than. It was so insightful. I'm thinking maybe I will do a webinar for you guys around it because it was so incredibly powerful. I'm still getting emails from people about all the ahas they got from it. We don't realize, and I'm talking about religion from the Dark Ages, because you know we carry it with us in our water and our memory for all time. So we have to be clear that we are owning the belief that the universe is an abundant universe that gives to us whatever we ask for. Okay?
Yep.
Invoking the symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love, and so it is. You bet, baby cakes. Happy holidays. Okay. All right, Ms. Claudette in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hello, my dear. First off,
hello,
I'd love to thank you for I'd love to thank you for all your work around the rain. I hope you're home to enjoy it.
Yes, I am, boy. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to know that the universe and I created this together. So can you just stop? I just want to take a tree, guys. Do you know that you are part of the power that created that beautiful tree? You are part of the whole. We're all one. So all the beautiful birds that come by you when you take a walk, you help create those. The snowflakes, you helped create those. Okay, what's your question, baby?
Well,
Claudette. Okay.
Your introduction really kind of started to address what I'm feeling as far as this total, like, what the heck is going on.
Yeah, they want to give you a core belief. Hold on. This page here. 32. I have to sabotage what I want or need. So let's get clear about how you are doing that. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in. Take a breath.
Harry,
give up.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay. So Harry Potter is all about sorcery, right? And magic. So
the
you
good
are
versus evil, and the good people are attacked.
Yeah. So you still have those beliefs. They're very hidden and buried in you, but they're still alive. Actually, they're saying in all of us, people don't win. You know, which means we're doing something that makes God not like us. Back to what I was just addressing, the religious stuff again. And we betray ourselves in our own creation by accepting those belief systems, guys. What if life were easy? And what if all creation was easy? Can you buy a world like that, Claudette? See, it goes to no.
Yeah. No, what's interesting is what comes up is I wouldn't trust it. It was easy.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Right. That's a big gift for you to get today. I'm asking for my life to be easy. And when it is, I won't trust it. So the universe goes, well, hell, it won't make it easy then. You got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Who taught you not to trust easy?
Oh, my mom.
Yes. And guys, look, they grew up in a world where there were wars, okay? And they grew up in the world where everything was rationed. We're such wusses, you know. I don't want to wear a mask. You know, I remember my mother painting a line down her leg so it would look like she had stockings on because she couldn't afford them.
Right.
You know, so all that shit has been passed down to us. It's not ours to bear anymore. We're here and so conscious, especially people in this community. I mean, I tell you, I go out and I do work for a lot of other healers and do their shows and work with their people. You guys are so far ahead because you take responsibility for yourself and your own creation. Not ours to own anymore. To respect, yes. To honor the past, yes. To love everything they did because they did the best they could, yes. And to know that there is a greater creation horizon that we are now responsible for. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby cakes. Sent me a lot of love. Trust that.
Love you, too.
You trust that easy life, baby. Michael, haven't heard from you in a long time. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty awesome.
First question. I misplaced the true name of the body book, and I'm ready to get that and work with it.
Okay.
What is the true name of the body book?
Messages from the Body. I believe it's on the e-blast on the left-hand side, but it's Michael J. Lincoln, messages from the body.
Okay. I
never known it to be wrong. You just have to know how to use it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for all you do. There's actually quite a bit of clarity in what you've put out over the last 4 weeks. I'm putting it together in a coherent form that I can refer back to. And
you already got it, Michael. You've already got it. Yes. Just
That's
keep putting in.
Thank you for
just
that.
Just keep putting it into practice, baby. You already know. Guys, let me look. It is so easy. One, know what you want. Two, accept that you can have it. Three, know that you're the creation of it within you first. Four, match it up with love. Five, tell the universe to create it with you and then let go. That's it. No matter how much I say, it's not going to be more involved than that. It's experiencing what those five things are. It's in the
experience. That is magnificent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really magnificent. That's extremely clear, and I very much appreciate the clarity.
Okay. Now, just put it into action.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah, indeed. Nice to hear from you, baby. My love
well.
To your love to your family.
Thank
you. You're welcome. All righty, we're going to Kate in New Mexico. Hi, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, babe.
Hi. Boy, the universe is not your mom. That really hit me on that one. That was,
yep.
I needed to hear that one.
Or your dad, or your grandparents,
yeah.
Or your religion, or blah, blah.
Yeah, fill it in. Yeah. I have been house sitting and pet sitting, and sometimes out in the country where there's not reception or Wi-Fi doesn't work. So that this is my invitation to get off my phone, which has been really since COVID. It's kind of still a leftover from staying at home during lockdown. So I'm curious if there's a belief about connected to being on your phone or computer all the time.
No, it's not a belief. They're saying it's an addiction. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like I have to be on my phone during the day because a lot of my business and connection with my daughter happens over the phone. But from 6 o'clock on, we're sitting down having dinner, watching the shows we like to watch, spending time. And I was finding that I could not detach from the need to look at my phone. So let's find out. Addiction is the highest word. Oh my God, this makes so much sense. We are addicted to not going within.
Oh, yeah, it's a powerful distraction.
Yes.
Whew.
We are addicted to looking at the outside, looking what's happening, looking at the drama. Yeah. Like any addiction, guys, if you can't choose to involve yourself or not involve yourself, then it's taken control over you instead of the opposite. This is huge for me. This is huge, huge clarity for me.
Is there an I am statement to redirect that? I am happy going within. I am, I love.
Peaceful. Peaceful is the highest word. I am peaceful with the God of me that I am. I am peaceful with the God of me that I am.
Wow.
Even when you're watching, you know, TV and sharing time with a loved one or reading or any of all of that, it's a true statement, does not fall into addiction unless you can't choose to be without it. See, again, all the creation process comes back to choice. If you lose your choice, you're pretty much out of creation. Well, you are out of creation, they're saying. Which is why the abortion issue was so huge, because it's not really about abortion. It's about choice. It's why, and I know there's a lot of things that go into all of the things I'm going to mention, but, you know, if people can't choose to come to this country, their choice is being taken away from them, which threatens their creation physically, mentally, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, and emotionally, and dimensionally. Any time you can't choose, and you've heard me say this often, anytime you're in reaction, you're not choosing. So you're out of creation. Okay?
Yes. Oh, boy, definitely. Okay. Yeah, that was a lot. I was just thinking of everything you said. But, yes, absolutely. I'll listen to it. And if I could ask you quick, the movie Arrival, every time you ask, for a movie, I got that alien movie, Arrival, when they're communicating with the octopus people.
Yeah, you're going to see more and more of that this year. Communication with the other side. And it's all very positive.
Oh, that's the part I need. Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. See, there's a new piece of information that wasn't on predictions. There you go. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
It's my favorite day. It's Valentine's Day and my birthday and Thanksgiving. Those are my favorite days.
Those are good days.
Yeah. And any day I'm talking to you is a good day.
Thank you.
I've benefited so much from this program. I can't even think about it without getting weepy. But
thank you. You're a big part of that. This program wouldn't exist without everyone, contributing and bringing their intentions in. That's what it's all about. So pat yourself on the back too. What's your question?
So I have two things. I'm back in Florida, and I'm having some dental work done. And I've been putting this off for, forever. And I just want to check in with the channel that the plan that I have and the dentist that I'm with is a good one. And
those are the right questions. The dentist is the right one. That's the right question. I get a yes. The dental plan you have in place is the right one. That's the highest question. I get a yes. And what the first thing that came in, though, which is for everybody, is whatever you need to complete this year. Whatever you've been putting off, take care of it this year. And you know, guys, I don't know if you are running into this, but there's a lot of challenge with doctors and doctor offices and scheduling stuff. And I'm not just talking medical, but that, you know. So if we are experiencing problems making appointments, getting things set up, it means within us that there is some doubt or concern or a part of us that is not fully committed to moving ahead. And the channel says 2023, complete everything you can. That's pretty much what this year is about, is completion. Okay? You got your answer, Johanna?
Yeah, I had, but I have, that's a part of it. The other part is that although I feel like I've incorporated these teachings and it's making a big difference in my life and that I've grown and changed and I'm pleased with all of that. I recently became aware of that although all that's true, the situation with my son who was living in my condo here in Florida before I got back, and I'm not going to get into the boring details. And the
what's your question, Johanna?
How come some things seem like they're not changing no matter what I do?
Because you're being soft. You're conflicted within yourself. So what do you want? You want him out of your condo?
Oh, no, he's out, but we're financially entangled and he's not being responsible and it negatively reflects on me. So it's either like I pay it or I suffer the consequences of his irresponsibility.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want to be disentangled.
No, that's a negative, and you never ask for a negative. So what
okay.
you want is a peaceful resolve and for him to step up in his responsibility.
That's what I want.
Yeah, but you're not putting that signal out with love.
Oh, that's the other thing that I wanted to admit to is that I don't feel that's what I need to feel toward him, and I've just been so frustrated.
Why don't you feel it first? Just go to your love place. Really, really, really experience that love. That's what a peaceful, successful resolve of all of this feels like. Come on, universe. Create this with me. Now, the other thing you can do, Johanna, which they talk about all the time, talk to his energy. I love you,
okay.
sweetheart. You know, keep it positive. I love you. I would really honor you if you could come forward in your responsibility for this, about this for me. Whatever you can do, I will gratefully receive. Just talk to his energy.
Okay.
With love, not with condemnation or judgment. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
all
and
right.
So I'll do that with the bank and everything with the house, too, because those are the two unresolved things.
Yeah, you're all up in it. You're all...
I am.
You're all in a tizzy, as my mother would say. You're just in a tizzy. Well, that doesn't create what you want. Calm,
no,
peace, love. Focus only on what you want, okay?
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome,
I know I'm
baby
gonna get
cake.
It now.
You
I'm
already
get it
have
now.
It. You already have it, okay?
Okay?
You've asked,
thank you.
You've ordered,
yeah.
It's done, okay? All right, Jareen, what's up, baby cakes?
I have a testimony. This work works. We've created money with our transportation business, looking at our taxes. So, you know, we owe nearly $200,000, so we need to create tax deductions. So if we buy another semi-truck and hire another driver, or look to create tax deductions like maybe a SEP IRA for my husband, or use a charity contribution that we've made.
Well, what a good guidance. Problem to have, huh?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, Shireen.
Yes.
So let me ask you, because I remember talking to you about it, how long have you been creating this?
Short amount of time, probably like 4, 5, 6 years.
Okay.
Consider that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to remind you all about my story with the director. I came home. I did my work. I got myself in alignment. I said, however we work it out, I'm going in and having a peaceful, fun day, walked in, and she was sick. And the DP directed, who was an absolute delight. So be open to it happening tomorrow, next year, 6 years, whatever your timeline is, just be open. Be open to the miracles. That's a lot to turn a business around in 6 years. Don't you think, Shireen?
Yes. A brand new, this was all a foreign language to us. We had done other things to learn a whole new business. And, yeah, it was huge, huge.
Boy, would be for me. Good for you, sweetheart. Do you have another question?
No, just other than, do we keep expanding, buy another semi-truck, hire another driver, or look for other,
create others?
That's the right
question.
I get that's
your highest choice.
Highest choice, okay.
But you knew that, didn't you? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I was going to approach the question, do I need to check that this is, highest choice.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so this is your opportunity to know that you know.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I know I know. That's a great claim for all of us. I know that I know. Because when you go into doubt, you don't know. And then the universe waits. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Kathy in Kentucky.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, darling. We got to make it fast, but I wanted to get to you. What's your question?
I have injured my right foot twice within the last 3 months, and it is not healing the way I...
Okay, Kathy, it's all about you walking into your power. Why are you afraid? There's something major in your life. Are you trying to get out of a relationship or something?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what it's about. And you know that you want to step out of this relationship, and you don't know how, or you're telling yourself you don't know how. There's a little guilt mixed in there. There's, oh my God, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to take care of me? Blah, 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 blah. So that's what it's about. When we're not clear and when we have not committed to a decision, we will, and these are the words they're giving me, trip ourselves up.
Oh.
Got it?
Okay. Well, is there anything physical that I need to have addressed by a doctor?
That's not the right question. the right question is, do you need to have it addressed by somebody? And it's more like a physical therapist than a doctor, or maybe an osteopath.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I've had it worked on by a chiropractor several times, but that didn't seem to be resolved.
No,
yet.
It needs to be someone that really knows how to readjust muscles and tendons and the soft part. It's in the soft part. And an osteopath and a physical therapist are both trained to do that.
That confirms what I thought I needed to do. So thank you for all that information. Happy New Year. Happy day.
You're welcome,
Kathy.
Thank you. Well, an end to another phenomenal show. God, you guys, you bring in the best. You just bring in the best. Let's say it together because we can own it after today's show. I love me. Woo! I love me. Yippee! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.